I'm sorry.
We did a few.
I would say, where were you last night? We partied.
We missed you.
Up.
I was sleeping.
We had the potato salad
I was exhausted.
At Red Door.
Yeah. Oh, really? Wait, potato salad at Red Door?
Yeah, it was so good.
But we found the secret.
I've never had
Costco.
Potato salad there. Really?
Costco.
Because they have these little, like, pizzas that you wouldn't think are good, but they're delicious.
Yeah. Where? Red Door?
Yeah, Red Door.
We had
it was good, yeah.
We had it
yeah.
all.
We had it all. I didn't know they had potato salad,
there
though.
There was a lot happening at Red Door yeah. last night.
I've said
for
your chaos, like,
7 times. Yeah. yeah.
That's Red Door, though. That's, it like, was, that's what it is.
It's just our lives, you know? Really.
Yeah. And we really weren't doing anything crazy. There were just crazy things happening all around us.
I was sober. I'm pregnant, so I'm sober. So I'm like,
congratulations.
It was so weird to kind of see it all unwind.
I've never been to Red Door sober, I will say that. So
it was
I bet that's an experience.
For all of us, yeah.
Did you look down in the floor?
I have before.
We've done that
but
before, yeah.
I think
yeah.
if I did it now, I don't know if I could get back up.
We would have to pull her back up.
I think I tried the last time I told Abby to go look in the hole, and she was like, what? Why? Like, I was
well, everybody thinks you're messing with them because you have to, like, get down on your hands and knees and, like, peer through this little tiny hole.
mm-hmm.
And everybody's like, no.
That's a real thing.
You're setting me up for something bad here.
One-Eyed Willie. You got to look for him. So you have a new single out right now that I unfortunately relate to, like, a little bit too much.
Oh.
Can you tell us about it?
Yeah. So first time I heard it, I was like, I've never heard a song come from this angle. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I'm all out of heart to break. I got nothing left, you know? And it's actually the first song that I've released that I didn't write. My buddy Adam Hambrick wrote it, and he sent it to me when I told him I was putting together an EP, which is coming out here at the end of summer. It's called Phases. And Heart to Break is just one of those songs that I threw up on social media, and instantly everybody was like telling their stories and being like, yo, this is where I'm at right now.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you get caught in that season, that phase of like just getting your heart broken or thinking that you found that one and then it ends up not being what you thought it was. And that's a hard season to be in.
It is.
You know? You know it all too well, sounds like.
I do. I literally like have not gone on a date in a year and a half.
You just need some time.
Yeah.
Time to like heal and figure it out and, you know, till you're ready to try again.
I mean, yeah, we'll see.
I feel
to be fair, I haven't gone on a date in probably over a year and a half.
Okay, this is different.
I'm married.
This is different.
I'm married. That's real life right there.
Right. Yeah. This is married life.
Oh my God. So what do you have going on this weekend for CMA Fest?
So we played the Chevy Vibe stage yesterday and it was incredible.
Awesome.
It's a beautiful day, first of all.
Oh my God.
Like it wasn't,
weather's been perfect.
I wasn't dripping with sweat like normally for CMA Fest.
Right.
So it was beautiful. And then we had an incredible crowd that came out and it was really cool to see, like, by the second and third song, people started just coming in off the streets because that stage is kind of in the middle of everything in this big park. And so it was awesome just getting to play these new songs that are coming out on the EP. And then did a meet and greet yesterday, and so many of the people were like, oh, you know, we're just now getting to know who you are, and we were walking by on the street and loved it, so they started filling in the crowd. And
That's
it was
awesome.
Just really cool kind of getting to meet people like that and from all over the world.
Yeah.
I mean, meeting people from the Netherlands and Australia and New Zealand and all this kind of stuff.
Amazing.
It's really, really cool. That's
Amazing.
Why I love CMA Fest.
Exactly. You never know who's going to be there.
Yep.
Exactly. So awesome. We have a game.
Ugh.
It's called Burning Questions.
Yes, bring
and
it.
And these questions are burning, so good luck.
Do you have a... Wow, of course I'd pick this one. Do you have a weird fetish?
It sounds like you do.
I don't know. A weird fetish.
Yeah.
Not really. I mean...
No feet pics on your
phone. No feet pics.
No.
No feet pics. I'm not a feet guy.
One of the guys from Parmalee said his fetish was he likes to put Cheez-Its on his ham sandwiches.
Oh,
I don't know if that's really a fetish.
I don't know if that's a fetish.
That's not what
but
we were getting at.
Dude,
but,
I love a good crunch on a sandwich. So, I mean putting some chips on a sandwich. I ain't mad at that. But, no,
you
I'm kind of
like,
boring,
frosty?
I guess. No. No, I've done it before, but it's not really my thing.
Pick another question.
Yeah, let's go with another one. We're going to find somebody with a weird fetish over here eventually.
I know.
Yeah.
All right. Read us your last text message.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
You got anything good?
Uh-oh.
Is it all work or is it some good stuff?
The last one I sent was actually to Jay DeMarcus talking about this song that we're working on. And he said, mix sounds good on my end, buddy. And then I said, sweet, good to send to mastering.
Yay! Okay.
That's it.
I want Jay DeMarcus in my work.
I'm about to say, can you tell us the name of the song?
Yeah, it's called If All I Ever Do. Okay. And it's how we're going to end the record. The record phases is all about the different phases of love.
Yeah.
So, and I didn't realize I was writing that until later on when I kind of sat down with the collection of songs.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts with like the missing you phase after breaking up.
Right.
And then going into Heart to Break, which is like kind of when you hit that phase after you get done with missing and you're kind of like, yo, no, I just need some time for myself.
Yeah.
I got no more heart to break. Then you start to find like what I live for. And just the love of your life. And it ends with, if all I ever do is love you.
I love it.
It's really cool. I'm excited. I'm excited to get this one out.
I can't wait to listen.
Yeah, thank you.
It's going to be awesome.
I'm glad you read that text message.
Yeah.
Me too. Well, Ryan, we appreciate you talking to us.
Of course.
And all the good things, all the good vibes going your way. And we're going to send you with a shot glass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love a little tequila in this bad boy. All right. Cheers, guys. Thank you.
Cheers.
That's for the root beer shots.
God. There was a lot at Red Door last night.